indoor plumbing,
different electricity.
And the electricity, like I said, they'll have a generator. It'll be limited electricity at this point. They're trying to integrate the solar panels that we're giving them into the. We're trying to find a way either to put it on top of the school that's already there, or create a pavilion to put them on the roof. But they will be running a generator for at least 2 or 3 hours a day, maybe more.
If you think running 2 or 3 hours a day to recharge the battery, or for what? Because you can think when people want to use bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll have the running water constantly. Plumbing will always be there. Just you won't be able to use your lights until
okay,
you know 7
okay.
or 8 o'clock
well,
at
you
night.
They don't need to use the electricity for the bathroom from the water. Yeah, like
right. Exactly.
Don't need to use that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's good.
Yeah.
It's a good day. Yeah,
he did say, however, that they most Haitians, because of the charcoal,
mm-hmm.
still cook outside.
Mm-hmm.
So if we put a kitchen inside,
mm-hmm.
they're still going to go outside to cook their meals. So we were kind of, how do you make that work? Would you still like a full kitchen inside with a stove, you know, the sink, all that, but not use it because you're going to be cooking outside? There seems to be like a little bit of a disconnect there.
You have to use now electricity for cooking out on the right.
Yeah, I guess. Unless they'll have gas, but I don't know.
I don't
think.
You think the generator turn on in 3 hours, but
yeah.
you can think about how people would do it.
Yeah. I was thinking about that before. If he is only planning to run the generator for a certain amount of time during the day, then a fridge would be impractical.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fridge would cycle on and off, and it would spoil the food. I was thinking maybe if we design this community area where there is a fridge that's running all the time.
If you have a generator for the 20 or 15 hours, how big you can generate it? But this is one point. It's another one is if you have a generator, okay, it's good. We have panel, solar, and battery
mm-hmm.
include. You can't use only the generator for the recharge battery until you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And the panel, solar, use inside the house. Every house is in the own panel, solar.
Yeah.
Anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
The one. But generator is a generator for gasoline, and gasoline have to transport the gasoline from Porter Points.
Yeah.
To from the plant. Who gonna buy?
I think that he's trying to work on that. I know that, but I think at this point for him it was harder to do more than what he's doing. He wants to build on that in the future.
Thank you. My point is, follow the process is really really help. Like primary school. Secondary school,
mm-hmm.
professional school, and you can think okay, professional school only. If you have a family, go to professional school, primary school, secondary school, professional school, they find the money. The rest of family, you have maybe three of them, the one of them, make money, can help the other parent
mm-hmm.
to generate the everything.
Okay.
Because they're from the your professional school, they make money, they find job in the area. They make, they can live for carpenter for different places, and mechanic, and they generate the family. If you give people better house to live, they can make money to eat. What the house used for?
Mm-hmm.
It's not nothing. You look like healthy people, you are strong. When the doctor pushes in, you are sick. It's the same in nice house, and you have nothing
yeah.
to eat.
Mm-hmm.
What your house is for. But it's a good idea. I like that. But you have to follow the process. But when you want to help, you think about help. You can't move people from slow level to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I know how your heart is. I know how you want to help. I know that. I understand that too.
Yeah.
But you can do that the way you want to do. After that, you fell down again. You have the step. The first step is more important than the last one. If you want, you forget the last. The first one, at the top. It's not easy. That's, if you go, you can't think about the me. And I don't want to think about how my child now. I don't want to think first, for me, my child. You can't think for most important for the other people. They're still important. If you want to help Haiti and New Haiti, you have to go back to the little level. The 1 year old child, not me. The 1 year old child, when he has 30 years old, this one people have 1 year, be better than him. Because he works for the people now have 1 year. I did nothing for my country. I did nothing for my family because I don't have, I don't follow the process for anyone to do for me.
Yeah.
Now, if I have opportunity to leave, to help them, I don't think about my generation now. I think about them because they've done the good construct in New Haiti. In New Haiti, that can be with me. Can thank for them for after 20, 40 years.
And I think that's why he started with the schools, because he started with a school for the younger children, and then the last school that UT just helped build was a secondary school. So the I think that's high school. So they do have a high school there now, and I think that he plans to continue to build on that.
One of the ideas I don't apologize is move people from Port-au-Prince to, it's not easy.
Yeah.
I can't tell him stop, but yeah, I have to do that. I say stop there. It's not good. You can't, if you do that, you can fall down into nothing.
So do you think that with this project it would be more appropriate to pull people from Fond du Lac into that area?
You don't need to ask people from where they are to move different place.
Yeah.
No. They're still, if they, if you heard now, New York, how far you more opportunity than you already live. You, if you tell you now in the news, they have a hurricane, a breeze, a little breeze, you move. Because you heard what's going to happen. You went to New York City.
Yeah.
Think of thing. You see? Like, the process, I think, is a professional school. The last thing. The primary school, secondary school, and the professional school. And then, the house, we can build a house. If you do something free, if giving something free help country Haiti will be ready to go in the first level. Every country in the world after they have quick help Haiti is still at the same way. But if you build a house, like for the teacher, you have to, you pay them. I don't know how you build the place they can rent and live better. And they make money of the teach, and they pay the rent. You don't need to give them the free. Now, they help the 1 year old child go. But if you give them free, they can't make money to generate.
Here
you have to pay every month. In Haiti, they have to pay the rent for a year.
Yeah.
They can't make money. They can't have money for 1 year. But all you think to give them the house or the engineer, the food of everything. After that, you keep going to ask people help you send the money to them to generate to. You have to give them the opportunity to make the money, to work for the money. That's why United States works better, because you work for the money to work for support yourself. How you send, you sit like that, people send you the money doing nothing every month, every year. Mm-hmm. And your child, how you can support them? Your child.
Yeah.
You have three or four. You do nothing. You're gonna give the child, the only two child, support. I'm sending money for the only three. Oh, okay. When I cannot do it, ask for another people. But if I bear the primary school, secondary school, and professional school, one of them, work. After that, the same people can think about the university, and their way they have a better countryside, better village. Give free, it's not a better idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the houses aren't necessarily going to be that way. I mean, I know for the teachers, they get paid a salary mm-hmm. at the school they work at, and so, you know, they'll be required to...
And the people who have to leave from Port-au-Prince to go back living here, or you can...
Well, I mean, the idea would be that they would have to, you know, they would come to Fond du Blanc, love this community and want to live there, but, you know, they'd still have to buy the house and have the job to, you know, support themselves and pay for the house. So it's not... I mean, at first I was like, it's unfortunate that it's not free, but it sounds like, you know, it needs to be that way. You know,
again,
they have to have a reason.
If you build Fond du Blanc nice and they have everything they need, they move.
Mm-hmm.
In the way Fond du Blanc
mm-hmm.
and different countries are also in the same way.
Yeah.
That's
okay. A lot about infrastructure. What about making sure there are jobs available and schools and a lot of stuff that we can't necessarily do in this community?
The commercial area was mm-hmm. going to be a step in that direction. We were supposed to design a store so that someone can work there and sell modern conveniences and food and everything too.
The teacher you think about it is for the primary school or secondary school away?
I think it's both. I think there's a primary school and a secondary mm-hmm. school that's being built right now. So the teachers will be for both schools.
Okay, yeah, I think if you want to move Asian people from United States to it, just for the primary school and secondary school, right? No?
No, I mean, we just... there's definitely the teachers from the school that we want to live in this community, but we also want, on top of that, you know, people living in America to come back to Haiti, and they would, you know, either, you know, be at an age where they wouldn't have to work all the time, or they'd have to come to Haiti, you know, find a way to support themselves that's not at the school.
What is less money?
Yeah.
More important too, I think. If you find the teacher in Haiti, because they have the teacher from university in Haiti, mm-hmm. okay, for a recruiter. Okay, after that, you can ask for Asian people living in the United States for the seminary for them. Not the Asian people living there. Okay, it's going to cost you more money than if you pay them for the seminary. Teach them more level after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know that seminary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like a seminar?
Yeah, a seminar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2 weeks, 1 month, I don't know, after that.
And I know that the client also wants to have an ongoing leadership training, too, for younger teenagers who are at, I don't think at this point it would include the professional school, but he wants to train them to be leaders so that they'll go out and spread the vision, too.
Yes, it's a good vision. I hope a day I go back and help and teach there to her, you know.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, I think that's about all that we have question wise. So I wanted to thank you for spending your day with us and telling us a little bit about you.
Thank you. Sorry for my accent, maybe. I don't know.
No, that's wonderful. It's
all right. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it.
We're ready anytime you need me.
All right.